And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of November, 2015. It was on this day, 1832, the world's first streetcar named the John Mason began operation in New York City, running between Prince Street and 14th Street in Lower Manhattan. Built by John Stevenson, who was 23, and who modeled it on a railway car, but set it lower so the floor was in between the wheels, making it easier to climb aboard. The driver sat up front on an open platform, controlled the horses, had a brake handle to stop the streetcar. The conductor sat in back, collected the money, and rang a bell to signal when to stop, when to go. By 1870, New Yorkers made 100 million trips a year in horse-drawn streetcars, and by 1880 there were at least 150,000 horses in the city, each horse producing about 22 pounds of manure a day, and the city absolutely stank. But the subway came in, and the automobile, and in 1917, horse-drawn streetcars ceased to operate in New York City. And it's the birthday of Astrid Lindgren, born near Vimmerby, Sweden, 1907, who wrote about Pippi Longstocking, 9-year-old girl, no parents, lives in a red house at the edge of a Swedish village with her horse and her pet monkey, Mr. Nilsson. She has red pigtails, she wears one black stocking and one brown, and she eats whole chocolate cakes and sleeps with her feet on the pillow, and she's the strongest girl in the world. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, Corn Picking, 1956, Afternoon Break. I needed a heavy canvas jacket, riding the cold red tractor, air an ice cube on bare skin, blue sky over the aspen grove I drove through on the way back to the field, throttle wide open, the empty wagon I pulled, hitting all the bumps on the dirt road. In the high branches of the aspens, little explosions now and then sent leaves tumbling and spinning like coins tossed into the air. The two-row tractor-mounted corn picker was waiting at the end of the corn rows, the wagon behind it heaped so high with ears of corn their yellow could be seen a mile away. My father, who ran the picker, was already sitting on the ground, leaning back against the big rear wheel of the tractor. In that spot, out of the wind, we ate ham sandwiches and donuts and drank hot coffee from a clear mason jar wrapped in newspaper to keep it warm. The autumn day had spilled the color gold everywhere, aspen, corn stalks, ears of corn piled high, coffee mixed with fresh cream, the fur of my dog Boots, who was sharing our food. And when my father and I spoke, joking with the happy dog, we did not know it then, but even the words that we carelessly dropped were left to shine forever on the bottom of the clear, cold afternoon. The poem by Tom Hennen, Corn Picking, 1956, Afternoon Break, from Darkness Sticks to Everything, collected in New Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.